Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Precision Trim.
That would be me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Precision Trim on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for trim work near me or carpentry or, you know, any of the variations, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And
okay.
Certainly you've used Google, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yeah, maybe once or twice.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then right next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, they see Jet Millwork. Are you familiar with them at all?
Yeah, I am. I have done installs with stuff that they've provided many times.
Okay. And then Smith Home Solutions. So, I mean, they're the locals there, too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be one of the options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today, if we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So our assignment today is to call through the area, fill that open position there. If we were to program Precision Trim in to appear there, they block out a space for you to, so that way you won't share your position. You'll always be one of the options for people at that moment that they're ready to make that call, you know, which is the moment they perform that search. You'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, beautiful. A couple of questions. How long have you been in business there at Precision Trim?
I actually have took over the company just in the last couple of years, but overall the company's been in business since 1993.
Oh, okay, so 1993, and then you took over a couple of years ago. So now
yes.
Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
It's just me as owner, but I've got a crew of three guys. So we're a pretty small business, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I knew it was small, but I didn't know if it was just you. So you have a few helpers there as well.
Oh, yeah. The four of us have been together the newest guy has been there for 10 years, so we've been together a long time.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. And then the area that you're servicing, so I know that Puyallup is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
So primarily what our work is with we do work with new builders, so it kind of – our distance to travel is, let's see, we're going to be starting a project here in about a month that's in Lacey, Olympia area. But, so there's kind of caveats to that. That's a 86 house contract. So my willingness to travel for something like that further distance is obviously is more than, say, you know, what a small one-time job would be.
Right. Okay. So for something like that, you might go up to an hour, but otherwise you're staying pretty local.
Yeah, I try to, but I also, though, have one of my guys travels to work from Port Orchard every day. So if there's things that pop up, that it could be, you know, like a side job or, you know, something that, that's more in his realm of work that's over like the Narrows Bridge from me, it can be, that can also be good. So it's not, I don't really say, I wouldn't say that I try to, obviously I like to stay close to what our travel distance is, especially with gas prices, but, you know, depending on the job or what kind of job it is, don't mind doing a little bit more travel if it's convenient for one of the other guys to do. A lot of jobs only require one person.
Right. So if it's in like Gig Harbor and it's one home, you'd be willing to see him because
yeah,
he's on
absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And then the rest of us would just take care of what we have as our normal track of work.
Okay. Okay. That makes complete sense. So yeah, it is really hard to say. Okay. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Chris,
it's nice to meet you, Chris. And I was looking for a website for you, but I didn't see one listed out there unless there's one that I'm missing. There's a precision in D. I don't think that's you, right?
No, it's not. No, we don't have a website.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think, no. And that's fine. Some of them up there have them, some of them don't. And for the position, though, that first position that we have available there today on Google, Chris, it's month-to-month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online over all these years that Precision Trim has been in business, and that's something that we look for. You meet the criteria that's required, and overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that when people are searching in your service area?
Obviously all of this comes down to when you start talking about the price. What am I paying out versus what, you know, is going to be the decision to do anything. I mean, that's, nothing's for free. What are we talking about that it comes down to financially?
Yes, I can pull that up for you now. So the good news, if you're a sole owner, they pay special rates for our sole owner companies. I'm just grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the Northwest to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get to do that prepping right now. And so, Chris, I think what I'm hearing from you is we have that area open for programming today. If we could make Google affordable, that would be something. That's not a bad idea, right, to look yourself there?
Here's just kind of a quick rundown of where I'm at. You're actually the second person that's called me. You're doing a way better job of explaining as to what this is the first, so I appreciate that.
Okay.
So I am curious as to how you guys got the information from, like, to even reach out to call me. Because, like I said, we don't have a website. I don't necessarily advertise. I don't nothing else. We work for just primarily builders, word of mouth, unless, you know, I just get in the car and drive and go stop and say, hey, my primary work is through D.R. Horton Homes, which obviously you've heard of. So, like, how that appeared, I did inquire about, like, Angie's List Home Advisor. Is this connected to that somehow, or?
No, this isn't connected with Angie's or Home Advisor, although I am familiar with that service. We work with some of their clients as well.
Okay.
No, it's not connected in any way. So the reason you're getting these calls today is because that position opened up programming, so they're calling through the area. Anywhere you may have been, like when the business was registered to you, that could have been where they pulled it from. We have an entire department dedicated to finding companies in those areas. Like when a position opens up, we're notified, and then we call through to fill it. So I don't know where they found you. I can find that out, though. And then I can also pull up the pricing for you, and then that way, if you do decide you want that spot, and you see value in this if it were affordable?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. Is it something that's cancelable at any time? I need the absolute basic, like the kind of the basic layouts, the ins and outs, the of what, 'cause I don't, I have pretty consistent work. I have, what I have is little, a lot of times I have to turn stuff down because we're too busy. But right now with housing prices and stuff there and the, mainly the interest prices, new homes aren't selling as fast as what they were. And I'm coming to the end of a hundred house track of homes, and I have like a month and a half, 2 month gap in my schedule to where I start my next track of 86.
Oh,
so
I see.
That's
fill
where
in.
I'm trying to fill in, but like when I'm in those houses, I don't have the availability to take on more work. So me signing up for something that just is getting me work that I'm turning down and I'm paying for it makes absolutely no sense.
Right. No, that makes, I completely understand what you mean. And yes, with this, it's month to month. There are no contracts or anything like that. And let me grab John. We'll get the monthly rate for you. And then that way, if you do decide you want that spot, we can go from there. I'm just bringing him over to apply that for me.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is there-